You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you, and I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And I hope you're spending some more time off, maybe, or some time with your family. And a lot of people have off this week from Christmas to New Year's. And God bless you. God bless your family. I know sometimes the Christian life sometimes is tough. And life sometimes is tough. I understand. I do. Let me just encourage you to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And remember this, friend, my encouragement for you today is he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's got your back, friend. Spend time in his word. Recharge your batteries as you spend time with him, listening to good preaching and sermons, and listening to great Christian music as well. And going to church is nothing like sitting under the pastor or a preacher, letting the Spirit of God minister to you while you were at church. It's nothing like it. And I encourage you, go to church this weekend. Go somewhere where the Word of God is being preached. Even if it's not your church, if you're not a member of the church, find someone that teaches verse by verse and teaches the Word of God, because God speaks through His Word. Now, real quickly, this is the last part of this message. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this message. And if I offended you, I'm glad, because I wanted to offend you. No, I'm saying, if you're offended at that, think about that. If you support anyone, a group or a political party or an organization that spends money, maybe your money, in trying to rid this country of the cross, friend, you're on the wrong side. Or if you do that willingly, then, like Paul says, examine yourself as to whether or not you are of the faith. Here's the last part of this
message.
Then
Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, quote, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to everyone in Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone." Verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now that is one of the most powerful verses of all time. And one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name. The Holy Spirit is saying to you today that there is a guaranteed only one name and one way for God to save you, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other name. There's no other work that you can do. There's only one who can pay your way. There's no one who can pay your way. There's no way to have someone pray you there. There's only one way, and there's only one name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. There's not two ways. There's not two names. Muhammad can't get you there. Buddha can't get you there. Moses can't get you there. Moses will point to you that Jesus is the one to get you there. So what's wrong with Jesus? Why are so many people mad and angry at this cross? I don't get it. Church, I'm here to proclaim to you today, there is one way to eternal life, and that one way is through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why we're here today. The Lord Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Do you want this gavel, or I should say, let me get out the big guns. Do you want this gavel to come down for you or against you? It's your choice. Romans 5:1, it says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I got this gavel. It's not bad. It's good. That when you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, call on the name of the Lord for your Savior, God's got a big old gavel like that, got that white wig on, got the black jacket on, slams down that gavel, looks at you and says, not guilty. Who wants to hear that this Christmas? And that's how you get peace. When God declares you not guilty, what did David say? What did Paul say? What can man do to me? If God is for you, who can be against you? What you need, the wind in your sails, is for you to know that your name is written in the book of life. And that comes about through your faith in Jesus Christ. And that's the only way. Peter's saying, there's no other way. There is no other name under heaven. And there's nothing above heaven. Everything is under heaven. I'll give you an alternative to Jesus. Don't sin. Then you'll make it. Keep in mind, though, that the wages of sin is death. That's the only other way, is for you to be perfect, have perfect blood, with no sin nature. Oops, no sin nature. Guilty. Everyone is guilty under heaven. Everyone but one, that is the one born of a virgin, born in the manger, is the only one without a sin nature. It's Jesus. I'm going to proclaim him from this pulpit until I'm dead. Blue in the face, out of breath. Hallelujah, it's Jesus. This is why I'm here. You can go home and tell people that crazy preacher got up and all he did was tell people about Jesus all day. Then I've done my job. I talk about him in my sleep too when they torment me at 3 a.m. The spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience messes with you when you're sleeping too. You ever notice that? Anyone here ever wrestle with principalities and powers at 3 a.m? So Peter lays it all out here. Now let's see man's response to Peter. That would be verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. I love that word marvel in the Bible. Follow and do a word study on that word marvel. Jesus marveled at people's faith. Paul marveled that people turned away from Jesus and tried to keep the law to be right with God. Here you got people marveled when they saw uneducated and regular folks. And then you get the answer right here. Ding, the light goes off. What does it say? Then they realized that they had been with Jesus. You see, keep your nose in this book for any extended period of time, and they'll know you've been with Jesus too. That's how this comes about. Spend some time in this word every day. Why? Because the word of God is alive. It's living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Spend time in this book. Read the word of God. Meditate in this book. What's it say? That's Joshua 1:8. Meditate in this book night and day, so that things may be well with you. No, that's not what he says. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that things may be well with you. That's what he says. And Psalm chapter 1. Also, the Midas touch. Meditate on the word. That's how this happens. Keep your nose in the book. I recognize people right away from either talking to them for 5 minutes or seeing the Moses glow on their face that they too have been with Jesus. It's easy to recognize. I'd rather hang around and do ministry with an unlearned and uneducated man every day of the week that's been with Jesus than with someone who hasn't. Verse 14, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these guys? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done through them, and it's evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. Why don't you try believing it? But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us beat the tar out of them so that they don't speak to anyone anymore in this name. That's the Jersey vernacular. Let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no one in this name. So, like I said, let's beat the tar out of these guys and let's, like we used to do it in the past, threaten them. And then, just like before, they'll hush up and go away and won't talk anymore about this Jesus fellow. But it's not like it's the way that it used to be. These guys are spirit-filled now, and they're not the same men. These guys now are as bold as a lion because of the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things that we've seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For this man was over 40 years old, of whom this miracle of healing had been performed. All right, now this here is when you, as a Christian, are not only authorized, but obligated to obey God and not the government. This is your one instance here. Or your husband, or your wife, or your school teacher, or your principal, or your boss, or your educator, or your government leader, or president. When they tell you to pay taxes, get out the checkbook and write the check. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's, and what belongs to God? Everything else. Caesar gets all of your filthy lucre. God gets you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.